Welcome back to the Voices of Women Summit, where in honor of International Women's Day 2023, we are raising the voices of hundreds of women so that their messages can be heard. Your host for this session is Kimberly Crow. Kimberly is the founder of Entrepreneurs Rocket Fuel and Speakers Playhouse, as well as the creator of the Voices of Women Summits. She has another amazing guest coming right up. Take it away, Kimberly.
Hey folks, it's Kimberly Crow. I am back, and this time I have Sandra Dean with me. Sandra, I'm super excited. You're going to be talking about the three steps to creating a life of true significance. You were meant for more. I totally believe this. Super excited to have you with us. Welcome to the program.
Thank you, Kimberly. You're an amazing woman. Thank you for inviting me.
Oh, my pleasure. I am really looking forward to this talk, and I want to get into it. But before we get into the three steps, tell us your story. How did you become so passionate about this particular area?
Well, Kimberly, many years ago, I arrived in North America, in Canada specifically, at the age of about 19, newly married as an immigrant, a brown woman. And I became a teacher, then a school principal, and was sent to what I call a forgotten school, a school where children were not achieving to their potential. There was a great deal of misbehavior, both in the school and in the community. And I was sent there to do something. And oh my gosh, I was in culture shock. I thought, Canada, this is a first world nation. How can you have a school like this in a country like this? But what the heck, I've since learned that they're everywhere. So over the years, working with my colleagues, the teachers, the other people, and by the way, I think teachers are God's greatest gift to humanity, especially the kindergarten ones. So working with them, with the parents, the community agencies and the businesses, the local businesses and other businesses, bringing them together. So what I did is I brought them all together, schools, businesses, communities, in service of the children. And the reason I'm spending a little bit more time telling you about this is how it plays in to what we're going to talk about today. And our students, the little forgotten students, nobody thought could do anything, went from last in our little district to first in the entire province. Like I said, that's like an entire state. So then the federal government of Canada funded this. It became a Canadian model. I went all over Canada and then in 20 other countries, training about it, coaching parents, school principals, teachers, business people, because they wanted to replicate this same kind of little hubs in the communities. It's even reached so far as the OECD, which is like a UN kind of thing. They advise countries on social and economic policy. And I spoke to hardcore and hard-nosed business people like executives at General Motors and General Electric and the big banks, as well as parents and everyone else. I even went to a White House initiative to present. I was the sole Canadian people there because what we'd done hadn't been done there. So as I speak to people today, I really want people to listen from the heart because it's not so much about the words that I'm saying, but the feeling I'm trying to generate or evoke from them.
Well, and definitely. Go ahead.
So I was going to say the essence of all of this is simply a different way of thinking about yourself and feeling about yourself and honoring yourself. So that's what I'm here today to share. And I especially from all of this that I did, learned how much it affected women and children. So what I'm talking about today can actually work with five-year-olds. It's not age-bound. It can work with five-year-olds. It can work with 15-year-olds, 20-year-olds, 70 years, I'm 72. It can work with all of us.
Okay, great. Well, so let's get into it. What are the three steps?
Okay. Most of us have this yearning inside to live a life of significance. That simply means a life that matters or a life of impact. And so, you know, sometimes we look at all these people in the news and say, I'm not doing anything like that. You don't have to be doing, you know, anything like that. Some of you may have already found that magic sweet spot in your life and you're happy with who you are and what you do and how you're being. And that's wonderful. But there are many of us, though, who know we're here to do something more. We know we've been neutral for too long, quoting you. And we have stories that need to be heard. We know we were meant for more, but what is that? So some of us try to change our circumstances with the hope that this will make us happier and more fulfilled. But I'll let you in on a little secret. It's not about changing your circumstances. It's about changing you. And I'm echoing all those wonderful women who went before me, simply adding a piece. And you, changing you from the inside out. It's more about recreating yourself, finding the new you. And the best thing is, that person is already inside of you, just waiting to be invited out. So yeah, you don't have to go far to unleash your uniqueness. And that's step one. Do you want me to do step one?
Say step one again, unleash your uniqueness. Unleash, is that right?
Your uniqueness is inside of you, right? Yeah. So I want to talk about unleashing it.
All right, let's do it. All right, what's number
not
two?
Just saying, because I don't want you to just uncover it. I don't want you to just discover it. I want you to unleash it. It's International Women's Day, for God's sake. We've got to unleash ourselves, right?
So definitely.
Uniqueness, genetically, scientifically, spiritually, we're all unique. Even individual twins are unique, right? The as individuals. So what I'm asking you or calling on you today is to awaken to that uniqueness inside of you. Understand and appreciate just how unique and special you are, just by being you, just by being born. And if you close your eyes for a second, just 1 second, because I know we have a short time, I just want you to feel into that. Recognize the uniqueness. You know it. Those of you who are with me here know that there's something special inside of you. Well, I'm telling you, yes, you're right. I want that feeling to fill you, right? And if it resonates with you, type in the chat. Oh, yes, hell yes. So although we're unique, Kimberly, what society does is they put us into these little boxes. Some are more beautiful than others, some are gift wrapped, but we become doctors and teachers and CEOs and moms, stay-at-home dads, working, half-working, you know, mom. And we try to stay in those little boxes, but at some stage of life, and it's not necessarily over 40, over 50, sometimes a 5 or 6 year old will tell you, well, it's not the right box for me. I don't want to be doing this. So we wiggle and we squirm and we try to fit in for the sake of teachers or parents or society, whatever, but we can't stay in the very long. Sometimes we think we need a bigger box or no box at all, but deep down, we don't know, we don't fit in. Deep down in the very depths of our being, we know we were meant for more. And heck, as woman, the Dalai Lama even said so, right? So once, Kimberly, once you've awakened to this uniqueness, it's time to ditch that barrel, let out your light shine and contribute. Use your uniqueness to play great role, to play your great role. And you are showing that even a 10-year-old that you have on stage, an 11-year-old, has this greatness and they can contribute their unique expression of womanhood. So I want you to recognize this.
Go ahead, keep going. You're on a roll.
I want you to recognize this. I want you, everyone listening, to recognize this, appreciate this. Now, sometimes people hear this and it's like turning on a light switch and they say, oh my God, yeah. Sometimes it takes a little longer. It's okay. Just think about it later. And now I'm ready for step two.
All right. So recognize and appreciate the greater role you're here to play. I love that. All right. What's step two?
Step two is, it seems similar, but it's a little different. Acknowledge and honor your significance. So as an awakened person, you've awakened to uniqueness. I want you to acknowledge your significance as a human being. And we all know that the most used translation of significance is importance. You're specialness. But each one of us carries special, significant gifts, talents, and capabilities inside. So each one of us, again, is significant and important, not in the traditional sense of the word, like the big important person sitting in the corner office. And if this resonates with anyone, I want them to type again, hell yes, in the chat, right? So once you've recognized your uniqueness and appreciated the fact of your uniqueness, also acknowledge your significance, it's time. It's time, woman, for you to move boldly and proudly into your power center. and share those unique gifts and talents and capabilities and do what only you can do, what only you came here to do. Again, I'd love to ask people, I don't know if I can ask them too much, Kimberly, who really is with me, just put that in the chat. And some of you,
but I'm with you in the chat.
Yeah, some of you may hear this and say, I'm not talented. Well, maybe you're not a Taylor Swift or a Tom Brady. I couldn't think of somebody younger. I thought I'm not going to phone my kids, but I don't know, whoever the latest icon is, a popular icon. But I guarantee you, I guarantee you that somewhere deep down inside, your unique talents are there. And I, you know, you'll find somebody who can help bring them out. You just talk to your friends and people who know you, and they say, well, I've always known that. What do you mean? So those are the first two steps.
All right. So the next one is move into your power center and share your special gifts, talents, and capabilities. Is that right?
Well, that was number two. So I covered that number two. So this step three, and it's the final step, is stand in your greatness. And please, if I'm going too fast, tell me. I'm just so conscious of the time. Are we good?
You're great. Yeah, you're right on time.
Okay. So you know you're unique. You know you're significant. You've now stepped into that power center. And now it's time to fully stand. You stepped in. It's now time to fully stand in that greatness. And I want everyone to listen to this, but not just with the ears, not just with the mind, but with the heart. All my stuff is all about the heart as well as the mind. Open yourself up, stand in that greatness, and open yourself up to new opportunities, new possibilities, and above all, feel and think and act like the unique and significant woman that you truly are. And as I say this, I want you to take a second, close your eyes and feel how that feels. And I want you to allow that wonderful feeling to penetrate every cell of your being, because we know scientifically now that's going to help you to actually transition into a new level of consciousness, a new way of thinking about yourself. So feel your way into being that person now. I want you to have it right now. And when you leave this wonderful session that Kimberly has created, you know, this wonderful day, I want you to step out and start being that person. It's the feeling that will give you the momentum and support and sustain you as you take your life into a whole new level of creativity, productivity, prosperity. This feeling into that feeling and being that person, if you allow it, it can actually propel you into levels and places you never thought possible.
Well, so you are unleashing a ton of really cool stuff in the chat box. People are right there with you. We have Sandra. I love this. It feels great and it keeps me going daily. I choose to be every day of my life. We are super excited. Please put comments in the chat if you like. Our interview, speakers deserve the love. So you're doing great. You are right on time. We still have about 4 minutes before we need to wrap up, but you are doing an amazing job and engaged with our audience. So share more.
So I've just got a little bit more left. So if you want to ask me any questions, that's fine. Or should I just finish and you ask me questions?
Keep going. You're doing great. Just finish. Yeah.
So here's what happens. And again, I'll tell you, ladies, don't think you have to be a certain age. Don't think you have to be a certain level of life. Some people are already at a stage of success. Like I sent something for someone to read. And this woman is at the top of career. She goes all over the place, you know, for working for one of the big firms and advises people on how to move hospitals around and kinds of wonderful things like that. And she said, I want to do this, Sandra. I want to do this with you. I didn't know you were doing all of this. When I speak at my school when I have in the past, I'm not no longer in the system, spoken to six-year-olds and said this, obviously the language is different. And they say, Mrs. Dean, I've always known that. I've always known I'm here for something special. So what I love with the transitioning from the school system to outside of the school system, I can continue to do the work I love. Because here is what happens. When you unleash your greatness, you become that woman that you are actually meant to be. When you unleash it, you're actually doing what you're doing energetically is creating a ripple in this time-space continuum, a ripple that can go on for generations to come. Doesn't that feel wonderful? Type in the chat, yeah, if you think about that.
I love it. There's so much there. There's so many pieces to that. I love it. If you guys are loving this, give her some love in the chat box. This has been absolutely amazing. We got a yes and a yay. Everybody's with you. Fantastic. Everybody's behind you, Sandra. You're doing an amazing job. This is a really good talk. Unfortunately, we are just about to time. We've got about 2 minutes left. I don't see any questions in the chat. If you have a question, you're welcome to throw it in the chat and we will try to get it to Sandra. But I think I'm just curious, how did you come to this? Was this something that you've lived your whole life, or has this sort of unveiled to you over time?
Kimberly, when I went to that school, I was completely lost. And there were no books written about the very beginning stages of when kids are not coming to school. They're arriving to school hungry. They're not interested in learning because they'll drop out and get social assistance, all that. There was no books written at the time about that. And I was actually teaching the principal's course at the universities, and I couldn't find anything, and my colleagues couldn't find anything. So I went back to what my grandmother taught me. These are not new concepts. These are age-old concepts of all the ancient philosophies and all the ancient traditions, every one of them, because I've scoured all of them trying to, you know, look at them. So you are already this significant and unique person inside. So the life of significance that I'm saying we should all step up and live, and not just live it for ourselves, but also to live it to have a life of impact and make a contribution to humanity. Because we don't live in isolation. We live in the context of others. And the more you help others, the greater your life will be.
Well, I couldn't agree more with that, because that's what this entire day is all about. It is not only all of these speakers pouring into this audience, it's the audience giving feedback. It's the interview host giving opportunity to other people to share their message with the world. And it is our tech host in the background solving all the problems and making this work. And it's never easy to put on a whole big live event like this, but they make it look easy. So we definitely appreciate it. They actually have a question for you, and it's a sweet one. How do we work with her? Do you have a book? We're definitely going to give you guys an opportunity to be able to connect with Sandra. The way you do that is you're going to grab her gift. Her gift is titled The Hearts and Minds Guiding Principles, Your Guide to Success. And it's a graphic download. You're going to send an email to our support line. That's support@voicesofwomensummit.com. with a subject line, Sandra's freebie, and we will get you a copy of her PDF. It is absolutely incredible. You guys are going to want it. So go ahead and email us now, and we will get that taken care of to get you a copy of the PDF. Tell us what the PDF is going to contain.
There's something, so the guiding principles. So when you have to understand who you are and what you stand for, the guiding principles. So one of them has, everyone is unique and has a role to play. So once you see that, a young woman said to me once, you know, Mrs. Dean, when I look at that and I see that, and this girl was 14 and going through a rough time and newly pregnant and all kinds of other things. She said, Mrs. Dean, when I see that, I know deep down I'm unique. I don't know how this has happened and why it's happened to me at this time, but I know I'm going to rise above it and do my piece in the world. So that is just one of the examples. You are unique and how you can use. So it's just graphic till you look at it, remember all the things I've said, and live that every day.
I love this. This is so powerful. Okay, well, this is amazing. You also have a gift for our VIPs, the top 10 tips for creating a life of significance. It's a download, is that right?
It is. And this is what my friend read, the woman who had been doing all this work all over the world. And she said, I want to do some more of this. So Kimberly, at the end of this, I didn't get a chance to put it, but I asked for comments at the end of this download. And I'm going to pull together a group of people, maybe the first 10 or so, who want to stay in touch, but they have to email because I'm not good at doing all this fancy stuff on the website and whatnot. They'll have to email me and we'll go. We'll begin.
Awesome. So our VIPs are going to get a chance to connect directly with Sandra Dean. Of course, if you want her download, you can connect with her that way. Just email our support line. That's support@voicesofwomensummit.com with the subject line, Sandra's freebie. And when you put that in there, we will connect you directly with her. And if you're a VIP, you're going to get the top 10 tips for creating a life of significance. I love this so much. There has been so many pieces of gold that have been dropped here, so many golden nuggets. I truly appreciate you. We have our next speaker up. It is Leah Morris on this track. She's going to be talking about the big shift, 4 steps to make change with clarity and ease, because change is easy as pie, right? Not necessarily, but she's going to give you some tips on how you can do it exactly that way. So you're going to want to stay tuned for that or pick one of the other speakers that we have at the same time, because there are many, many speakers sharing all kinds of amazing golden nuggets. I've heard some great things about our youth track today as well. But before we let you go, Sandra, any final words for the ladies?
So what I always say to people, go be great and bring joy into your life every day. Don't think this is work. Bring one little bit of joy into your life every single day.
I love it. Words to live by. Put hashtag she's not wrong. If you like that, put hashtag she's not wrong. Put joy in your life every day. I love it. Sandra, thank you so much for carving time out of your day and making this happen for us. I know online is not your favorite, but you stepped up and made it happen. And I know that several people here, including one of our interview hosts, Julie Cotton, is like, I don't want this online anymore now that the world is open back up. I can't wait to be in person. So we have lots of in-person events as well. But this one brings all women from all around the world to come on online and be able to share their gifts and their inspiration with the world. So I thank you from me to you for making it happen, Sandra. You are amazing.
Thank you.
All right, ladies, we'll see you back at the top of the hour. I'm Kimberly Crowe. Cheers.
Take care.
Thank you for joining us for another amazing session of the Voices of Women Summit, where our mission is to raise the voices of hundreds of women so their messages can be heard. For recordings of all sessions, plus an amazing VIP gift bundle, upgrade to VIP now. If you have any questions or problems during the summit, email our support team at support@voicesofwomensummit.com. Stay tuned. We have another fantastic speaker coming right up.